My guest today is a gentleman who, more than any other man, is responsible for the fantastic growth in the popularity of bowling in the United States. Yes, today's guest, Ted Rayner, producer of the popular bowling television series, has made Americans from 8 to 80 active and ardent bowlers. I'll be talking with Ted right after we have this important message.
Ted, does bowling deserve the popularity, I mean, that it has today?
Definitely.
Is it going to get bigger?
Got to get bigger. It's. I'll tell you why. Isn't it a wonderful thing when you have someone who doesn't have the coordination of a real athlete and who still has the desire to be a participant, not a spectator, and can suddenly indulge in a sport competitively because of your handicaps and averages that are set up, where he can go out there and develop his own game, develop his own way of throwing the ball, and it can be anyone that's 70 years of age, 75 years of age, down to where they can be 4 and 5 years of age and have a lot of fun actually competing in a sport. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I think that its growth will still continue because people are finding a sports outlet that never was available to them before.
What is known by spot bowling?
Spot bowling is where you pick for yourself a marker on the alley some 10 to 12 or 15 feet in front of you. Instead of looking at the pins down at the other end, you set your sights on that particular spot.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that on the track that your ball normally follows, you know that if I throw it over a certain particular spot, that the ball will react in a certain way so that it'll come back to get the pins that I want.
All right, now I've seen lanes in one bowling establishment where that I transfer and I can bowl on for one spot, on one lane, and I'd go to another spot and I try to bowl in just about the same spot and I'm off considerably.
That's right.
Now what causes this?
This may sound a little funny to you, but a lot depends upon what time of the day that you're bowling.
Oh, yeah?
Because, for example, when you bowl earlier in the day, and the alleys have been cooled off and the air conditioning is on and so on, the alleys will react differently than after they've been bowled on and you're into the nighttime. Secondly, a lot depends upon how the lanes were put in and how they take the hook and so on. You have to feel your way with them, actually.
Mm-hmm. Ted, thanks for taking the time to come by and say hello to our audience.
I consider it a privilege, Jackie. Thank you.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.